Russian soldiers tell BBC they saw fellow troops executed on commanders. Orders Mexico sends thousands of soldiers to stop violence after death of drug lord. More than 5,000 flights canceled as U.S. East Coast digs out of records. Now, French minister moves to block U.S. envoy Kushner from government access. Ukraine negotiator tells BBC how it feels to sit across the table from Russia. Probe underway after illness kills 72 tigers in Thai tourist park. U.S. partially evacuates Beirut embassy amid rising Iran tensions. Trump threatens countries that play games with existing trade deals. Explosion near Moscow rail hub kills police officer. Britain among 19 killed in Nepal bus crash. Rob Jetten becomes Netherlands' youngest ever PM. Australia backs removing Andrew from royal line of succession. Armed man killed after entering secure perimeter of Trump's residence. Secret Service says Robert Mugabe's son charged with attempted murder in South Africa. Kim Jong-un reappointed leader of North Korea's ruling party. Australian prosecutors consider reopening British girl's cold case disappearance. Trump curious why Iran has not capitulated, U.S. envoy. Witkoff says, bones of St. Francis of Assisi go on public display in Italy. Pakistan launches deadly strikes on Afghanistan. Greenland says no thanks to Trump. U.S. hospital boat, Bowen, why Ukraine remains defiant and does not feel close to defeat. Burned and destroyed, locals and tourists describe Mexico unrest. 4 years into its full-scale war in Ukraine, Russia is feeling the effects. Zelensky tells BBC, Putin has started WW3 and must be stopped. Ex-Philippine President Duterte on trial for crimes against humanity, what you need to know. Who was El Mencho, Mexico's most wanted man? Are you cut out for living and working in Antarctica? How budget-fast fashion is taking small-town India by storm? How will Trump's new global tariffs work, and what's next? The Taekwondo teacher tasked with healing India's troubled state. From Venezuela to immigration crackdown, Project 2025 provided Trump's roadmap. Watch, Yosemite waterfall turns molten orange. Watch, winter storm covers parts of the Northeast U.S. in snow. What the killing of drug lord El Mencho means for Mexico. Inside press briefing as Trump criticizes Supreme Court tariffs ruling. Giant tortoises return to Galapagos Island after nearly 200 years. Oil rises to near 7-month high on U.S.-Iran tensions, trade policy. Canada plans to assist Cuba while Washington squeezes the island. Oil holds near 7-month highs as U.S.-Iran talks loom, tariffs cloud outlook. Gold snaps 4-day winning streak amid profit-taking. Tariff tensions linger. U.S. Chemical Safety Board faults Pemex in 2024 fatal accident. Maryland sues Trump administration to halt construction of ICE facility. Oil slips as traders keep an eye on U.S.-Iran developments. Parse tariff turmoil. Gold prices rise as Trump tariff turmoil boosts safe haven demand. U.S. to make tariff decision on solar panels from India, Indonesia, and Laos. Dormakaba reports weaker volumes in H1. Maintains full-year guidance. Japan stocks higher at close of trade. Nikkei 225 up 0.83%. Tesla EU registrations fall 17% in Jan. Market share dips. South Korea's Hyundai Motor warns U.S. tariff pressure may intensify despite Supreme Court ruling. C.K. Hutchison says Panama Canal port workers removed after court-ordered takeover. Germany's once vibrant auto heartland falls on hard times. Bernstein names top European airport stocks. BofA names best European IT stocks to buy as top indicator, points to 2026 recovery. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 1.61%. Jipu AI shares rebound after tumbling on compute shortage concerns. Trump's new tariffs shift focus to balance of payments. Economists see no crisis. Turkish central bank total reserves fell nearly $6 billion last week, bankers say. China leaves loan prime rate steady in Feb amid mixed growth signals.